Wir haben Daf Zayin Amit Beis. Before we go further, I would like to mention, I saw that Ben Yehuda says, how did it come about that Abeinu HaKadosh had could nicer by him? So he says, Mestama Antoninus gave him this as a present. And as covered Malchus, he didn't want to get rid of it. So he had a habit by him, and Al Kaponim, this was an excuse that Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer did not want to eat by him. Another thing I'd like to correct, I mentioned yesterday, Rashi said that Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to sell these kodnaise, so Pinchas ben Yoyer said that he's over lifnei iver. V'holek alameim, Rashi says, the mezabon loib de kechovim, is nan em moichim lem behem megasa. So Rashi says that for a different reason, he's not allowed to sell it to a goy. But it would seem as the reason he's now to sell it to Yid, that doesn't apply by a goy. So Mestame, the reason is because to keep it in his house, Sha'iva leisosim domim beveisecha. The Gemara Bobakama Dafman Bob says, Ramnos naimim naim shle yigadal odom kelev rabbe seich beise. But this is a law that is only applicable to Yidin. By a goy, there's no such law. So therefore, Rashi and Akashe, let him sell it to a goy. So Rashi said, for a different reason, you can't sell it to a goy because he moichim lehem behem a gossip. Also, one more ha'ore, the Gemara related that Rabbein HaKodesh was mafzer and Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, that he should eat by him, and then all of a sudden a mountain sprouted up between them. Is Bocha Rebbe Ba'oma Mar B'chayeyem Kach B'misosun Alachas Kamo V'kamo. So Rashi says, B'chayeyem Shal Tzadikim Kach Noisen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liboy Al Tavosom Shlei Lahavir Daitom Shegoram Adovo Shenichnas BePesach HaPredos Sheyifroish Vloyaver Al Daita Rishayna. Rashi says it was a besondere Hashkoche that the Rebbein Shlom made that he opened up the wrong door, and there he saw the Predos, and this was done that we'll see the end of the sugya that Lamaiser Rapinchas Ben Yoyer Miyomov, he never was nene from anyone. So he saw gewaltige hashgoche protis kach noisein akadish bolchu liboy al tavosom shalei havir daiter. There's a besondere hashgoche that their ritzoynes should be niskayim. So the shayla is, so why was Bocha Rebbe, so why was he crying? And what was the inyan of the Bechi? Perhaps, Pshat is, the Masha is a different Mahalach in the Gemara, but I'm thinking according to Rashi, I saw in Atorah Lamelech, the Atorah Lamelech from Nagoyin Rapam, Zechayna Levroche, he brings down a few gemaras that Bocha Rebbe, that a person was Zoichet Olam Habe from Asho, that from a pool of 1 hour he was Zoichet Olam Habe with Bocha Rebbe. The gemara from Rabbi Loza ben Dodaya. So Rapam explained, so why was he crying? He said he saw the gewaldike chshivas of Asho. from a show achas, a person can be zeiche to Olam Haba. So how choshev a show is. And that's why he was crying. Perhaps he wasn't machshev his show is enough, that he could have accomplished more. So perhaps here also the same thing. He saw what a tzaddik could be zeiche. Kach noisne kadish bochol libam al tavosam shol lahavir daitam. That is how much the Rabbeinu Shalom is made for a tzaddik. Perhaps the Bechir was that he himself did not use out all his opportunities to be such a tzaddik. And he saw how choshev such a tzaddik is by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Let us go further in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shmon Yemim. Why are the mules, why are they called Yemim? Shemosam Motelus Alabrius. That Lamaise, the people are afraid of them, they're petrified of them because they're very dangerous. The Omar Rabchanina was a Reife. Miyomai Leishaoni Odom Almakis Preda Levono Vachoya. No one ever came to me and had such a makeh, and he lived. That means all those who were hit by a preide did not live. So the Gemara says, is that true? V'kachazin in the chaye. We see that people live, a mule hits them and then they live. Eime v'choyes, not that the lotion of v'choye, that they're alive, no, I never saw that the makeh should heal. The makeh is unhealable. So the Gemara asks, v'hoko chazine de mitzi. We see a makeh from a mule can heal also. So the Gemara answers, de chibron resh karayu ka'amrinam. I mean, if the foot of this mule, it's white by the top of the foot, is white spots there, or so that such a mule, the makeh does not heal. What does Rashi say? Lo manikra shemam de kudnai sa yemim, siva shemotza sa yemim, le sha'alni rabchnini reife hoya. Hochem Eisla Meseches Shume Beitzia Lai, that he was a Reife. V'choyo Mashme Shemeisa Muke, V'choy Salosh Nekeva, V'amake Koi, Shein Amake Misrapes, the Make does never get healed. Zogte Gemara Vaita, Ein Oid Mulvadoi. We had one member of Rab Chiya, that Rab Chiya explained why the Yemim, by a Muslim would tell us alabrius, because they're capable of giving a makeh that's unhealable. So now we bring another member of Rab Chanine. Ein oid mulvadoi. The pasuk says ein oid mulvadoi. Oma Rabbi Chanine vafilu kshofim. And afilu kneged kshofim is also a klal ein oid mulvadoi, and kshofim do not have a koyach. You don't have an atzmius to get koyach. So Rashi says, "Ein oid mulvadoi mishum Rab Chanina noket lo. Afilu kshofim ein non milvadoi. What kshofim accomplish cannot be accomplished without Rotzon Hashem. Kloimer shaloi midatoi. Sheim ein gzeira milafonov. If there's no gzeira, ein merien loy laodom. So they are not bekoyach to be meriah to a person. Ahu itse, not the ahi itse, the Gemara relates a maisa. There was a woman, she was a machashif, davis kamahadro lemishkal afro mitusei kari de Rab Chanina. She wanted it, she tried to take some offer underneath of the feet of Rab Chanina. She didn't want him to notice what she's doing. And with this offer, she wanted to make a certain type of kishiv, and she wanted to kill Rab Chanina. But she had to be mishtadl, he shouldn't notice, but to see what she's doing. Lamaise, Rab Chanina noticed what she's doing. Omar lo shkule, you can take it. You don't have to hide your actions. Lo mistaye milsach. What you want to do, you won't accomplish. Ein oit milvada ksiv. That means the kishiv has no atmiyistik koyach. Everything works with Ratzon Hashem, so you can take it. Fragt die Gemara for Omar Rabbi Yochanan to make away from the koyach of kishiv. Rabbi Yochanan said, Lomo nikro shmom kishofim shemakrishin pamalya shalmailo. Kishofim is oisiyas to the shinchof is makrishin, and the paymem is pamalya. That they're bekoyach lahakrish pamalya shalmailo. What does that mean? Let us see Rashi. Mahadro machazeres v'teirachas shelo yom. She was trying that he shouldn't realize what she wants to do. She shouldn't notice her. L'mishkal afro v'lasais lo ikshofim lahamisoi. She wanted to kill him. Kshofim l'trikin makrishin pamalya shalmailo. Which means, Shloi gozru al odom ze lomus. There was no gzeira min ha-shemayim that he should die this year. V'hum meis al yedei kshofim. And so that means, even though the pamalya shemaylo was not gozer misa on this person, after Rosh Hashanah, by him there was the miyichya, he was from those that were nigzar to live. And through the koyach of kishuv, he could die. Shemakrishim pamal yishamaylam. So, what is pshat Rab Chanina lemistaye milsoch? So the Gemara says, shani Rab Chanina de nefisha schusay. Rab Chanina had a lot of schusim, so memela he didn't have what to worry about. I'd like to mention this Amir Deke Nefesh HaChayim from Briskerov that said on this Nefesh HaChayim it's in Shah Gimel Perik Yud Beis. This is from the Yesoides Hadas. I'd like just to read a few shtiklach from the Nefesh HaChayim. He says as follows, Kol in Yonei Pu'ulas HaKshofim. The Pulas HaKshofim that the Mechashven did, Nimshach mehakoichos hatume shel hamarkovet meye. That there's a markovet meye, there's a markovet shel kedusha in the Bri, and there's a markovet meye. And the actions, what the Mechashven did, is they were moishach koichos, from the koichos hatume, and they were able to do things. Bohu inyan chokhma sakishuv shahoyu asanhedrin srichen leida. There was a chokhma. It wasn't a fake. There was a fanim. How to be moishach koiches mimerkova hatmeye and to do things. And Kova Haboire Adon Kol Yisborach in Yonei Koichoisayim Lemailo Mikoichois Hativim Hanimshochim Meakechovim Bahamazolis. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, when he created the Bria, he created Koichois Hateva, the Kechovim Umazolis, and the Olam is Misnai Alpi Teva. But the koiches, these koiches are lemaila from the koiches at Teva. Shal yidei ze ye bekoicham lasais pu'ulois gam hepech tivei koiches hakechovim amezoles shukva behem be'eis abriye כי ידוע שכל כוח ואוילם כובה בוי הברי יסבוח כוח וחילס להניג ולהטס את הכוח ואוילם שתחתו לחלשי ישם הרוח. there is a hishtalshelis of elamais, and there is an oilam lamaila and an oilam underneath it, and the oilam lamaila can control and override what the oilam lamata wants to do. Umishim hochi makrishim pamal yishamaila. The palm pamal yishamaila means the koiches of the koichovim and the mazolais, the koiches ateva, that the Rabbeinu Shlalom was mesader in the Briya, is these koiches are lamaila from those koiches, and therefore they can be mahapach, the anhogas ateva. So now he says as follows. V'zeh shemevi shom ha-shas al zeh uvde dahi itzev bavuska mahadra la-mishkel afra mitusei kari d'rabchanine. The Gemara brings down this maisa from this woman who wanted to take offer from underneath the feet of Rabchanine. She wanted to kill him. Om alo shkule, you can take it, loy mistaye milsach, ein oid mulvadik siv. Uporich, and the Gemara asks, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shemon Kshofim, Shemakrishin Pamal Yeshal Maila, Shani Rabchanina the Nofis Schusay, Vadai. He says, Napshat is, Shloihoya Marzik Atzmai Rabchanina the Nofis Schusay Kolkach, not Rabchanina held, he has enough Schusim, Mitoirosoi, umaisov atoivim hamerubim, he has so many maisim, atche ba'avuram hoyosomoch liboy shloyishloid by pulas akshom. That is not pshat in the Gemara, that Rabbi Chanina held that his chusim could overweigh the keiches of the makova atmein, the keiches of the machashme. Abul ha'inyin, kimin shebe'emes, Ein bekeuches amalkovet meye shum koyach me atzmom chalila. That is true. There's a malkova hatmeye, and the malkova hatmeye can override its keuches hateva, and through kishif one could harness these keuches hatume from the malkova hatmeye. But one has to realize one thing, that this malkova hatmeye with all its keuches, it is not atzmi, it's the kekoiches chalila. Elo shohu yisborach kova koicham lamaylo mikoiches tivei akechavim mazolis. The Rabbeinu Shloilom, who made the Briya and is mahave the Briya, so in Sidur HaDvarim, the koiches of the mekova atmeya is lamaylo mikoiches tivei akechavim. Kedei, shaydei ze yeh biyecholtom lasis pulois.
That's right. Rabbeinu Shalom gave them koiches that they could be mishane sidrei atev.
But without receiving koiches from the Rabbeinu Shalom, heim efes v'soyu. The koyach of the makova atmeye is a koyach only because it receives its koiches from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Lachen, gam Rab Chanina loy shebotach al schus kedushas teirosa yomaisa bamrubim. Not Rab Chanina held his schusim, his mitzvahs, his teire can counteract the koiches of the markova atmei. Rak sheyoda vishir benavshoi shezois amune kevua beliboy laamito. This emune is kavue beliboy shein oid mulvada yisborach shum koyach klal. That means this he was a mamin be emune shleimo even after realizing the makova atmeya has tremendous koyches ekibe mishana the teva, but he was mamin be emune shleimo and he wasn't nispoiled from all these koyches. That ain oid mulvada yishum yisborach koyach la. They have no koyach without the siyu of the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Vehidvik atzmoi bekdushes machshavtoi, and he was madvik his machshove lebala koiches kulam adon yochid. He was mevatel his das to the Rabbeinu shel Olam, that there's only one koyach einoid mevadoi, and he wasn't geiris, and he wasn't machshiv any other koyach. Ve'ein kan shum shlite u'metzies koyach acheklal. And if he was in this matzev, lochein oyanochein liboy batuach bazev, shloyishutu olof pu'ulay sakshofim hanim shochim mikoycheis hamerkovet meyem. That if a person is in this darge of emune, that their koiches are nothing, everything is, it wasn't machshiv, it wasn't geirish their koiches, ein oid mulvadoi, so then they're taken not capable of doing anything. Zeshaoma loy mistaye milsoch ein oid mulvadoi ksiv, that is pshat. Nofis chusei, that means that he was not nispoiled from these koiches, even knowing all about them, And ain't ain't mavadik sit. And Reb Chaim Voloshiner firzois amir de kezach. Ubeemes hu inyan godel uskula niflo. Samir de ke inyan lahosir ulavatul me olov kol dinim uritzoynes acherim. This is an inyan godel that a person is capable of being mevatel kol dinim uretzaynis acherim shlo yuchlu lishloit boy. No one will be able to be shaylit over him v'lo yasu shum roishim klal. No one, no koyach can do anything to anyone k'sheha'odom kaiveya b'liboy lema, when he's kaiveya b'liboy haloy Hashem Hu halikim amiti, the Rebbein Shalom is the Bala Koiches Kulam, ve'ein oid milvadoi yisborach shum koyach boilam. There's no other koyach in the Bria. V'chol oilomis, all the oilomis klal, v'akol molei rak achdusoi aposhet yisborach shumai. Everything is maloich aloretz kevoidoi, ein oid milvadoi. There's no other koyach in the Bria. Umevatel beliboy, bitul gomel. He's mevatel beliboy, ve'ene mashgiach klal, al shum koyach ve'rotzin boilam. He's not mashgiach and any koyach in rotzin boilam. That means if he's machshiv a koyach, if he's afraid of something else, so that means, we see from him that there's other koyaches also. But if he is not mashgiach in machshiv, shum koyach v'rotzin ba'olam, u'mishabed u'medabek toyer machshavtoi rak la'odoin yochid boruch hu, ken yaspik hu yisboruch b'yodoi, so the Rabbi, if he's in this target, so the Rabbi Nishom will make sure shememele yisbatlu me'olav, kol ha-koiches v'retzaynish sheba'olam shleyuchlu lifal loy shum dovor klal. This is what Reb Chaim Voloshiner says, and there are two maises which I'd like to say over. One maise I heard, now late I saw it's written already, but when I heard it, it wasn't written, I heard Hagoyin Rav Shmelke Talbenfeld Zechayin Lebroche told me over this maise that he heard from Rav Gershon Zaks. And Rav Gershon, Rav Gershon Zaks, and he was there by the Briskerov. The Kitzur, there was a Maisa, the way he told over, the Maisa was as follows. The Maisa was, they were eating Shalashudas by the Briskerov, and then Rav Reuven Benges, Zechayin Lebroch, he was a Yazok and Muflik, he was very sick. So someone, he needs a Yeshua. Reb Chaim Voloshiner says there's an Indian. I know it Mulvado. Maybe a Pes Toilom should we mekabel on ourselves this inyan, and maybe this will be a school for Reuven Ben Gitz, that when he had a machlech and b'sheilat on him. The Brisker Rav did not at all like the suggestion and how it was phrased. After Havdalah, the Brisker Rav says it's a skula, even though the Loshan B'Chaim V'Loshan is a skula. She says this is from the Yesaidis Hadas, not a skula. It's from the Yesaidis Hadas, and he told over Amaisa, when the war broke out, he was with a son in the country, in the on vacation, and the Nazis came to that, he was in a small village, and the Nazis came to that village. He had a cheshbin that if he could get to Brisk, he would be able to somehow be nitzel, but the shaila is, how did he get to Brisk? The village was swarming with Nazi soldiers. And there was mamish in the beginning of the Muhammad, they were treacherous, these Nazis, but whatever they could do to Ayid, was by them biggest simchim. So he sat down with his son, and they learned this Nefesh HaChaim. They learned it, and they learned it till they felt that they're on this matreike, that there's nothing what to worry about. So the streets are full of Nazis. So what? It's nothing. Ain't oid mulvadoi. It's bekitzer, when they held, that they were by they both held their up to this matreike. They went out on the streets, and it's swarming with soldiers. No one looks at them, nothing. And he wanted to take a train to go to Brisk. So they came to the train station. It was a big line. So they realized that they stay at the end of the line. They'd never be able to get a ticket in time. So they went to the beginning of the line. And they bought nothing. They bought two tickets, and they went on the train. Mamish Moiridik. We have to understand that this demanded a tremendous amount of concentration, that ein oid mulvadoi, not to be nispoil. They're sitting down in the train already, so they started to relax a little bit. And right away, a Nazi soldier came over to them. They went back to this machshove, and Baruch Hashem. This is one ma'ase. Another ma'ase I'd like to relate. I heard from my shvoger, Motche Waldman, Zecheinu Levroche, that Rabbi Yoshe Ber told him this ma'ase. This was a ma'ase in the times of the Beis Halevi. There was a person who, in Russia, who was selling, he had a store, he was selling illegal things he wasn't allowed to sell. Bekitsa. He had a store full of it. And one fine day, there's an ad in the newspapers, an announcement in the newspapers, tomorrow all the stores are going to be boycotted. The stores will, whoever has illegal things will, they'll take care of it. So he came over to the Beis Halevi, he was frantic. What's he do? He couldn't hide all his chayre. The Beis Halevi told him, this Nefesh HaChaim, just think, finished. So the next day, the police came, and they were boydik each store, and then they came to his store, then it was lunchtime. So they put an X on the window, to remember when they come back after lunch, that they have to start from this store. They came back after lunch, and this was the last store we stopped, they went to the next store. This was a maise that Yoshebezach and Nebuchad told over. This was a maise with the Beis Halevi. So this is a Yesoidus de Kenefesh HaChaim that the Brisker Rav said. This is from the Yesoidus Hadas. Va'amar Abchanine ein Adam Neikev et Boy Milamato Elim Kain Machizen Olav Milamailo. Shenema me Hashem mitade gober ba'odom ma yovin darkoi. I think the Rishash is meichi kainane because these are, in fact, this is one pasuk in Mishlei. Mishlei it says without kainane. That when ein adam neikev etzboi melamato, a person will not bang his thumb Atzvoy milamato, elim ke mechizin olav milamaylo, unless there was a chosa milamaylo that he should bang himself. Shenema me Hashem mitzadei govel, v'odon mayovi darkei. That means, this bang is min ha-shamayim. The Miri says, mi yisaydei ha-teire, liyay sa'oda makir. Shekol ma sheyeyore rachmona letzlon me'eza min sholtzore akel b'mishpot mitzad oynish mishpota yisborach b'yovei mizeh sheyefashvesh b'maisach. That means a bang, he shouldn't be tailored. This bang was because of his carelessness. There was a hachoze. Omar abolozo dam nikov. If a person banged his toe and blood came out, meratze kedam oilo. So this blood that comes out is meratze like the dam of a korban oilo. Omar rove, but there are a few conditions that have to be met. Number one, begoidel yamin, it has to be, he banged the right toe. Benikev Shani, this is the second time he banged his toe, and it didn't heal yet from the first time. And Behuda Ka'ozel Lidvar Mitzvah. And he's going to do a Dvar Mitzvah, so we have this combination of Goydel Yamin, Nikev Shani, and Kozel Lidvar Mitzvah, that time is Meratza like an oil. Let us see Rashi. Zatrashi, Noikev, Noigev, Machizin, Gozuolov, Meratze, Mechaper, Goidel Yamin, Bibnesho, Noigev, Bekoyach, Mitztair Harbe, this is a painful bank. It's with the right foot, it was a gesunte bank. Ubenikev, Sheini, Koidem, Shenisrape, Horishain, so it's, The toe was sore from before, and now he gave it a gesunte bang, and the blood came out. Now this is meratze. Now what it says, v'hud the kozel l'dvar mitzvah. So I think Mira Shiva Chaim Shmulevitz wants to say that the Yagmas Nefesh that he has also, he wanted to do a mitzvah, and it seems like his mitzvah is not merutze. So everything is weighed and put together, all the amount of tzar he has to have, when it's all put together, this is meratza like an oila. Other mafoshim say, the Yinyakim wants to say as follows, which is also Bachsime al-Machlekes. The Yinyakim wants to say, we have a klal, shluchem mitzvah einam nezoikim. Now there's a big machlekes what that means. There's a Marsho in Shabbos, that the Marsho in Shabbos says, Shabbos, Shluchem Mitzvah Einem Nezoikim does not mean that if a person is doing a mitzvah, he has a shmire that he won't be genizik. That's not true. If he has to be genizik, to be genizik. I mean, the mitzvah is not a dover hamegin for nezokin that he's supposed to have. Shluchim mitzvah in the zaykim means, but the mitzvah is not the sibbe. Don't say, oh, because I did the mitzvah, that's why this happened, I'm told this, and the sibbe, that's not the sibbe. The mitzvah is not the sibbe. But the napshat is that there's a shmira and shluchim mitzvah that even if a hezek has to occur with them, it won't occur since the shluchim mitzvah. That's Bachmer the Marsha says in Masech the Shabbos. But the Iyun Yaakov doesn't learn like that. The Iyun Yaakov learns Pshat by us, Shluchei mitzvah einon nezoikim, a hezek won't happen. That means, if not a zeikim motzi, Shluchei mitzvah einon nezoikim, a hezek will not, a person is going to do a mitzvah, he's muftach that a hezek won't happen. So memele is kan shayel aben, a muftach that a hezek won't happen, and now I just went and I'm going to shul, and I banged my foot, and blood came out. So what's pshat? Oh, that's pshat. So this bang is a kapore. This was what you needed an oilo. So now there's no base on Migdosh, and you needed an oilo. So the Rabbeinu Shloilom made this scenario that he should have a kaporet. That's pshat. But if he wouldn't be going l'dvar mitzvah, so he's not patuach that this is mechapa like a noila. Couldn't be. He had to be genizik, so he got genizik, but not the kapora oila is only if we have that he's going l'dvar mitzvah. Then you know it's not a hezek. It's a kapora. Zok to Gemara weiter. Amro olav. Zok to Gemara weiter. Amro olav. Arafinches ben Yoyer, Yomov leibotza al pruso sheinu shaloi. His whole life he never made a moitzi on a pruso sheinu shaloi. Miyoyim shomad al daitoi leinene misudas oviv. That means already from afilo misudas oviv he wasn't nene. Zutrashi botza bichas hamoitzi shleirotza lechel kezayis mishal acheira. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Oma Anusugie, Oma Rabzeire, Oma Shmuel, Libein Sakin, a person heated up a Sakin, Vishochad Bo, and he shechted with this very hot Sakin. So now we have to understand that this Sakin is sharp and hot. So there are two koiches b'shas shchite that can do something to the behemoth. That means you have the chidud of the sakin that can cut the simonim, but you also have the chamimus of the sakin which can burn the simonim. And now the shaila is: do I have to be afraid? Is it a kosher shchita? That's a shaila. Is it a kosher shchita? And let's just learn a little bit the memra of Amrav Zera Meshmul. We'll see here what the chidushim, what he's saying. Li ben sakin v'shochet bo shchito soik sheiro chidudo koidem lilibuno. That means the chidud, the simonim come first in contact before the libun comes in contact. And we'll have later on the safe of this sigya Amir de Columbus that Lemaises Azoi, the sharp edge of the sakin is very, very sharp and very thin. So in that edge there is not enough heat in that edge that can burn the simonim. Perhaps as you go as the sakin gets wider, so then you can have already the chelik of the sakin that's wider can contain heat that could burn. But al kaponim, but the chidud comes first. Chiduda kaidem libuna. That means the contact that the sakin has with the simonim is from the sharpness, and that comes before the koyach, that soirif. So memele, so the shchita comes from the chidud asakin. Frag the gemara, Vaika tstodim. So the Gemara asks, that means we have a sakin, and let's say, we have here a picture, okay, Kitzur Sichas Chulin, that, on page Zion, on page Ches, he has pictures on our Gemara. So the Gemara asks, that's very good, that the mokim achidud that is cutting, there's no heat in the mokim achidud, so the chtach is mitzad the chidud asaket. That's good. But the Gemara asks, voika tstodim, but the sides of the sakin, as they get thicker, touch the sides of the veishit, and they can burn them. As a memele, so the behemoth became nitraf before the sakin was chaytach rive of the veishit. A chelik of the veishit was nisraf, so became nitraf. So the Gemara answered, "Beis hashchita milvach vavach." that when you cut the Beis HaShechita, so when you cut it, it separates. So the sakin will never touch the sides of the Veshit. So Mamela Chalama Yisrael. Let us see Rashi and Taisus. Libin Ba'ur, Beloshin Chachamim, Nikra Libun, Beloshin Haloyos in Kairim, Bad Musay. Others say that means it's red hot. Shritosa ikshere, v'loi omar sreifa hizu v'loi shrita. Don't say that it's being burnt through. It's not shrita. It's not true. Chidudo koidem lilibuna. Magdim umemayr lachtoich. That means the chituch comes koidem shetichve ha-behema minau. Before the behema gets burnt, you have ready the chituch that is cutting the simen. That's true, the chidud of the sakin, that is chaytech taket. And the chidud of the sakin is mitzad, the chitoch, this writer was a chitoch. But the sides of the sakin, kshenichnas l'soich achetach, when the sides of the sakin enter the chetach, Koidim shetishoch et roiv asimonim, before roiv of the simon is geshachtim, he say refes es asimonim, it burns the simon, venim say shehi nitrefo, that's rishash's girse, koidim shchite, that means it became a trefe, because a nekev koshu and the veshit is trefe, so that means you were not goimer the shchite. And the sides of the sakin burnt a hole in the veshit. Sheka kaidem shei nitrava kaidem shchita shrei veshit nukuvosei b'mashu. If there's a mashu nekev in the veshit, litoref, it becomes treife. Usreif, and that what got burnt, kinekevu. It's similar to that. That means you're missing something of the veshit. So the Gemara answers, no, mirvach rovach, that the Beis HaShechita spreads out, misrachev achetach, that when you start cutting, so it separates, mitzidei asakin mikano mikan, from the tzidei asakin, ve'enegeya besimen elo chidudei shel sakin. Whatever is touching the simen is only the chidudei shel sakin. Let us see Taisvis. Zaktaisvis vo'iko tzedodim. Zaktaisvis mashme mikan shim b'shas shchito noikei v'aveshet kineged mashe shochat. That means Taisvis being zarei from our Gemara. If a person was cutting the veshet, and it's shashchit, and before he was chaytach roiv of the veshit. So someone went and punctured a hole, kineged mashe shochat. That means that chaylik was geshochten already. But the simen wasn't geshochten. It's treife. Dochi avi boy le meisa mishum tzdodim. Here the Gemara wanted a asel to say that the beim is treif because of the tzdodim that got burned. Ilav mishum the milvachovach. The only teretz on this kasha was that it separates in the sides of the sakim, do not burn the simen. But if it would burn the simen, it's only burning the simen that was already cut. So vaistes is lemal lemerit. If roiv of the simen was not cut, so you still have, so it can become nitrav, if now a nekiv was made in the chelik that was cut. Iboyilu, now the Gemara calls a shayla. Li ben shput, a person was melabin a spear. Vehika boy, and he hit someone with the spear. We have here a spear, that's a bar hakol. And it's hot also. So you have here two sibis which can affect the oil of the person that was hit. He had a make, which can make shchin. A shchin is a make, that the shchin is a loshen of chimum, that the oil became this chamen, through a make, or through another cause, that's not from the koyach ha'ish. We have a mikvah. A mikvah is that the oil became burnt through a koyach ha'esh. And the different negoim, there's a nega of mikveh and a nega of shchin. And now, so the Gemara calls a shayla iboy yilohu. Li bein shpud vehikaboy. A person was malabin ashpud. Now, the shpud has in its, vehikaboy. So now, when he hits someone, so there are two sibis to cause it to get inflamed. Either the koyach hako, that makes a shchin, or the koyach ha'esh, which makes a mikvah. So the Gemara declares, what nega will this be? Mishum shchin nidain, or mishum mikvah nidain? So what nega is this? Like the Gemara, lamay nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? If it's a shchin, it's a mikvah. The Sanya, Samuel says, I'll tell you it's a nafkamina. We learned shchin u'mikvah mitamim b'shavua echot. The nega of shchin, or a nega on the shchin or on the mikvah, mitamim b'shavua echot. We'll see in Tosfos, the Yemei Hezkel are 1 week. B'shneis, only tumah that can come about this week is if it brought one of two simonim. B'seya lovon u'bepisya. Either a seya shocha became lavam, or the nega spread. That means from what it was before, it spread. So the shchin amichva metamim b'shvu echad b'shnei simonim b'seya lavam b'pisya. The lama chilkon akosuf. Why are there a special parsha by shchin, a special parsha by mikva? And really they have the same halachas. That means if there was a hesker of 1 week and there was no say lovon, there was no, it wasn't posa hanega, so he's toil. They mamish the same halachas. And both of them have the same simen to say lovon and pishyain. And the Torah made two parshis nifrodes. It's a parsha of shchin and a parsha of mikvah. V'lomo chilko na'koso v'loima She'ein mitztalfin ze im ze. That means the sheer tume of a nega is a gris. That's the sheer is a gris. And now, if a person is a half of a gris of a shrin, and a half a gris of a mikvo, it will not be mitztarif to make a gris. They're two different negoim, which did not add up to make one sheer nega. Let us just see Rashi. Vehika boy es ha'odom make b'koyach. A person had a shpud and he hit someone b'koyach. Mishum, and so the shpud had in itself two milas. It is a hakor and there's a koyach achimum from that he was malab in the shpud. Is mishum shchin nidain linyan negoyim in the Meforish Lakama. Shchin bo al yedei chayim shemischameim. The skin gets hot. It gets inflamed. Machmas koyach hako. Because of a koyach hako. Umichve bo machmas ha'ur. There the skin gets hot because of the koyach ha'esh that brought about this chim. Vahocha de'ike tavayu. Now we have a case that it was hikaboy with a shput melubin. Behind me now you daninilo. So are you done? Is this a mikve or a shchin? So Mor says, "My nafkamina beis adav cholak din mikve mishchin deti boylach." V'tamim b'shvua echad b'shnei simonim b'seilom no b'pishy. She'ein behem hesker sheni. That means by shchin and mikve there's no Hesker a second week. K'moshe kosov b'seisa b'sapachas b'seis keres. There the dinishim omad b'einav leiposa shvu orishin. But not finished. Mazger oise b'shniyeh. Shem a yipsav yachli tano. Maybe there'll be a pishyeh. aber beschine mich wohl ein Nehmer ala Heskerecha. Im Omad, beina, beschibu arishain, schuf ein Masgirei letamai, ala Poitrei boheilach, so finished, he's, if there was no Pishin or say a Lomon, so he's finished after 1 week. Bishnei Samonim hanach dem Aforish, say a Lomon upishin, imposa. But here it says, say a Lomon, like a Nesek, שסימן תומוסי בסייר צהוב, יהיה את הסייר לובן, ולא מחיל כאן הכוסף, בשתי פרשיוס, ופירש משפט כל אחס בו, two פרשיוס, and it says the דינים, by each one, and it's ממש the same דינים, ולא יציר פעם יחד, שכם משפט הם שווה, והוא ילוי לכתב, כי יהיה בוי בוירי, שכין לא ימיכבון, יהיה בון פרשי, you say the same הלוכס, שהם מצטרף עם זה, עם זה, לשיר נגע כגריס, that they cannot add together to get a שיר of a נגע. חצי פול, a גריס is a half of a pool, a half of a bean. שאם עולה בוי חצי גריס, מחמס חיים מקה שלא ידי הוא, וחצי גריס עצו ידי כבי יסעו, הם מצטרפים, these two are not מצטרפים. Just let's see, Taisus metamim b'shvu echad b'shnei simonim b'sei lovna b'pishin. Kach dinoi, the b'saif shvu rishin metame imposa, I feel a late posa metame, kike sei lovna. V'chein b'chilo metame b'sei lovna. Avo b'saif shavua im ein sei lovna v'loi posa, avo gav da'omad b'inev, that we don't see any improvement like a toil. Avo shar negoim boi hesker pam shenis. Other than the goyma, say sapachas, you have to be masked a second week. Baloshin sas kosher. But this is metamim b'shevu echot. To have them even metamim el metarim. That if 1 week passes by and nothing happens, so he's toil. She'en came b'shan the goyim, the boy has killed for second week. B'shlam dachnam ikoma. Metamim b'sei elovin u'bepishyein datke. Aval ki ein sei elovin. So that means that the lashon of Gemara is metamim the whole tume b'shavu echad is only b'shnei simonim, not but the but there's no need to make a second hezkia. Then we come on metamim selom apishin davke. Avol ki ein se belovin, but leipos avol gav the leikeya.